Good morning. It is Wednesday, November 13th, 8 a.m. Today is the Public Works and Utilities Committee, and all council members are present. On today's agenda, we have the contract for the Thornton Overpass Construction Engineering.
Good morning. Hi. So today, hopefully I'm not here to talk for a whole hour about, but we can if you would like, the construction engineering contract for Thornton. It's a big project. There are a lot of different disciplines that will be involved in the construction of the project, and so that requires a depth of knowledge as far as consultants to be able to help assist and administer the contract and make sure that what we put out to bid is what is constructed and that it's a quality project. So we asked Reichart and EB to put together a scope and a fee for that. It's outlined. I'm sure everybody read every stinking last detail of this, but basically it includes assistance for inspection for not only the civil work but the bridge, engineering assistance, including geotechnical work, which we normally do, the geotest. Thank you. Sheesh. Geotest normally does our materials inspection. This is a little bit different because we have the preload with the embankments going up to the bridge. There's a settlement period, so we've got Pangeo on board to help with that. We are going to be working with a subconsultant called KBA, and they have a very good bridge inspector that we anticipate working with for about a year, so that's included. I can go in more detail. Generally what we do is when we put together these budgets, we set aside a certain amount of money for construction engineering and management, and usually that's anywhere from 10% to 15% of the total construction cost. We're at about $19 million, so this is sort of on the low end as far as construction engineering goes, but it falls within that range. So if anybody's interested, I did put together a budget just to kind of show where the money's coming from, where we sit right now. Take those and pass it around. Just to show how we're making up that funding. So I could continue to ramble on, or I don't know if anybody has any questions. There's certain items that you'd rather go over. So just to kind of explain how I set this up, the top box little spreadsheet there is the budget. So that's the funding that we have secured for the project. It includes $2.5 million for the Transportation Improvement Board money, just over 19 million from the Connecting Washington, and then that's going to be supplemented with some city funds, REIT 1, REIT 2, the TBD, TIF, and then water, sewer, and storm. And you can see how that's broken up. The design and right-of-way funding is all coming from the Connecting Washington. That's just over, that's just about $3 million. I guess it is $3 million. It's early to do math. And then construction funds obviously will be funded through the TIB Connecting Washington, and then the various city funds, with a portion of Connecting Washington REIT, TBD, and TIF funds to pay for the construction engineering and management. Now you notice there's a red on the third line down, construction. It's showing a $35,000 deficit. And this is funding that we have set up through 2020. So there is money available in future fiscal years through the city budget if needed. You know, right now we know what our design engineering budget is. We kind of have an idea with the right of way. There's a few things that, you know, we need to settle on.
Are all these funds secure after the recent election?
Yes.
That's what I was
going
to say. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. The Connecting Washington dollars come from from gas tax revenue. And TIB would be impacted in future cycles. It's anticipated.
Okay.
So,
as long as you say they're secure, I'm okay.
So it's important to note that we haven't received bids back yet. So our construction estimate is just under $20 million. That could be less, could be more, depending on what the bids are. So really, this is our best wag. I don't know.
Anybody else?
This is great. Thank you. I love this breakdown.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's really good to know.
So does this require a motion?
Oh, yeah.
It could go on consent.
It could.
A motion to approve.
Do you want consent or regular?
It's a pretty big deal for Ferndale to put on regular.
Second.
That's just my decision.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 6 minutes, can
you? I felt like I talked too much. Thank you.
Anything else?
Turns sweet. Back to 10, right?
Yeah, right.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so did you see that?